Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Rob Hunt, board member, director, and volunteer at 4th Street Theater in Chesterton. Hi, Rob.
Hello.
So I know 4th Street Theater has been around for a long time.
It has. Before we named it 4th Street, it's actually part of North Coast Cultural Association, which is its original name, and we have that emblem up in our theater.
And how long have you been involved with the theater?
About 5 years, maybe a little over now.
And what got you involved in it?
Linda Pauly, who is a board member there, who was my choir teacher in high school. And then when I graduated, we remained friends at Chesterton, and I helped direct the plays there at Chesterton, mm-hmm. and then helped her with the musicals.
So you sing.
I do.
But in this case, what we're going to talk about today is an upcoming production of Peter and the Starcatcher.
Correct.
And is that a musical version?
It is a play with music.
What is the distinction?
I think it's just the amount of song. I'm not exactly sure how they distinct that, but there's only a few songs in this. It's not like songs that bridge the whole show together to make a musical.
Right.
This is just more of a play with music. But it's very fun music.
And this was a show that was recently on Broadway.
Yeah, a number of years ago. I think we're also in the 5-year region, and I know that it won Tony's.
Yeah.
A very creative show.
Yeah. I can't think of his name right now, the guy who...
Christian Burrell.
Thank you. Yeah. He's so good. He's so talented. So, did you select this show or advocate for it?
So... It was brought to my attention by Linda when I was doing voice lessons with her. It's on her coffee table, and we were talking about it. And I'm like, oh, this sounds fun. And so we talked more about it. And then it was something that we brought up in our discussions on what shows to do.
Uh-huh.
And everybody liked the idea, and everybody's on board. And we put it in a slot. It's been about 2 years out in the making.
How many shows does 4th Street Theater do in a year?
We do... Usually it's two plays and a big musical,
mm-hmm.
and then we have a couple of other things. We have our 6x10 play festival, which is something that's now 5 years in the running.
Mm-hmm.
We just had our 5th year anniversary, mm-hmm. very, very important. And then we have just started doing a Red Kite Theater, which is theater for autistic children, which has been an amazing thing. But show-wise, we do usually two plays and a musical, sometimes two musicals in a play.
So you say you're taking voice lessons. So you weren't just singing in high school. You're still singing.
I'm still singing. I am by no means an amazing singer, but Linda's bringing better and better stuff out of me, and I just enjoy it. So that's why I do it.
Well, I think that's good that you're doing that as an adult in particular. I sang in high school and college, and then as a young adult, mm-hmm. but I sort of let it go over the years, and it would not be anything I would want to demonstrate for anybody at this point.
It's never too late to get back into it.
So what is the plot of Peter? Is it any different than the Peter Pan that we're accustomed to?
Yes,
oh.
Because it's the prequel.
Ah.
It's for you to understand how Peter becomes Pan, how Hook becomes Hook, how Nana becomes Nana, how that story comes together. And just like, say, Wicked, which I think is probably the most well-known prequel story, Broadway-wise, you get to get a different take and understand why things are the way they are, and maybe have some empathy for characters you didn't have empathy for. But then you just walk away realizing the dreams that you had in life, being fulfilled some of them, and then some of them that maybe you put on a back burner that you're like, hey, dreams really take hard work, and putting that hard work together is this show rebirths that and makes you want to live out your dreams, and it's just fun.
It sounds like it. I didn't realize it was a prequel. That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. So 4th Street Theater is located where?
On 4th Street in Chesterton, just on the other side of the tracks of downtown.
And how many performances will you be presenting?
This show will be doing 9 performances, and we're a little 50-seat theater, black box theater, very intimate. So get your tickets quickly because we sell out pretty easily.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And what's coming up next then for 4th Street Theater?
So after this show, then in the wintertime, we'll be doing All My Sons, which is a play.
Yeah,
Then we'll be doing Bridges of Madison County, the musical.
Nice.
followed by the 6x10 Play Festival and the Red Kite. And then in the fall of next year, in this slot, is Outside Mullingard, another play.
And you're all volunteers.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, good for you. And thanks, Rob, for being here to tell us about the show.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening, and we'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.